This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. It's Wednesday, so it's Talk Radio Town Hall today. Last hour, we chatted with Senator John Hoeven. And this hour, we're going to chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer. And we appreciate all our listeners. We really do. So a shout out to every single one of you that are listening to the program. But a special hello to Senator Heidi Heitkamp and her staff, who do a very good job of listening to the program and writing down every word. I hope they're learning something from the fine listeners to this program. But if you want to say anything to Senator Heitkamp, it's certainly just it takes a phone call to the show. But not so good job actually coming on and answering the questions of our fine listeners, which is why we do appreciate the access afforded us of Congressman Kevin Cramer every single week for 1 hour, taking your calls, anything and everything. They're not screened. They call, you call with your name, and we put you on the radio. Simple as that. And Senator John Hoeven, whenever we ask, Governor Doug Burgum, whenever we ask, most political leaders, whenever we ask, literally, yep, okay, happy to do it. Obviously, got to can't do it that second sometimes. You're going to have to work for the schedule, but Senator Heidi Heitkamp, absolute blackout against the North Dakotans that ultimately decide her fate in elections. And she ultimately is obviously supposed to be serving as a United States senator. So hi to them, too. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that in there today. We appreciate all of our listeners, and we want to give a full shout-out. Congressman Kevin Cramer is on our VIP line here, and so we're ready to go with the Talk Radio Town Hall. Welcome back. Glad to have you.
It's good to be with you, especially on this sitting to my holiday. I have a more than a little Norwegian in me, a little better than half, as a matter of fact. So, love this day.
And I love how North Dakotans, Norwegian descendants, obviously, in North Dakota, also embrace it. Yep. So robustly. So a lot of celebrations going on today. We had Carol Zubin in here last hour talking about a little bit of the history and also some of the celebrations going on today.
So. Well, the problem with Carol is he doesn't express himself very, well.
He's
just
very quiet.
Better than
he's
about
so
anybody I know.
I know. I could listen to him all day.
He's the best. He's so great. Anyway, I wish I had time to listen to the show now that I know he was on.
Yeah, it was fun. Celebrating a little bit of that Norwegian. In fact, we have somebody here that has commented on that as the first question. Maybe you can take this question, Kevin. Listen.
Morning. Hey, Scott, can we adopt a Norwegian family so we can go visit? Like Big Buds or something. It'd be kind of interesting to know somebody there.
Well, I think that's not a bad idea. We were talking with Carol about, how many people when they go over. And I think it's just about 60,000 people that he sent to Norway. Wow. And we're going next month with a group of listeners, looking forward to it. And he talked about the connections that happen with family members.
So, I hear it all the time. And, yeah. Scott, Chris and I are taking a family trip over there with her mother, who has family over there. I have, family over there as well, and we're hoping to be able to meet some relatives that we've never met, of course, before, and just I want to see the people that come from the same stock I came from. To maybe it'll explain why I'm the way I am. I'm not sure.
Oh, it'll be great. And I think answer to the caller's question, of course you can adopt somebody. Just go. Just give Carol a call and go.
So, you know what? It's interesting, Scott. I know this isn't the point of the town hall, but I was been over to the Norwegian embassy here a couple of times actually, but recently this year, and one of the things they tell us or told me and told Chris is that Norwegian people, the people in Norway, are very attuned to this fact that there are a lot of family members in the United States, and particularly in the Midwest, and especially in North Dakota, Minnesota, and that they will bend over backwards to accommodate people looking for their family and looking for relationships. So it's really a neat part of their culture to connect with Americans. So we look forward to that, and I, Carol, of course, has witnessed that hundreds, if not thousands of times.
I want to talk to you today about the specifics of some things that have dominated the news this week related to a meeting with the president and intel being shared with the Russians and also this Comey memo as well.
Yeah.
Before I do that, I want to just talk a little bit about the atmosphere and about what's going on there. And I started with this with Senator Hoeven as well on what I call the swamp and whether the swamp is now to a point of recognizing, hey, if we don't take this guy down, we're done forever, that he's going to win. Listen to something said by Dennis Kucinich, a Democrat, a liberal Democrat,
right,
yesterday on one of the news shows. Here's what he said.
First of all, I read the Washington Post story very carefully. And more than that, I spent 16 years in the United States Congress tracking all these things that are said about foreign policy. There's a high BS quotient going on right here, and the meter should be going off all over town. You know, we don't need to look to Russian for any affirmation here. We need to ask questions about why is this intelligence community trying to upend the president of the United States with these leaks? Here's the Post story. I mean, it's and all over town people are saying, well, the president did this and that. Look, I disagree with President Trump on a number of issues. But on this one, there can only be one president, and somebody in the intelligence community is trying to upend this president in order to pursue a policy direction that puts us in conflict with Russia. The question is why and who, and we need to find out.
Now, that gave me chills to hear him say something that, you know, others before have warned, including Chuck Schumer. Boy, don't make the intelligence community mad because they'll get back at you.
Right.
And that's a dumb move. I mean, Chuck Schumer said that. I can't believe Trump was that dumb. Why would he ever do that to take on the intelligence community? Because they'll get back at you. And here's Kucinich saying, hey, BS factor on this story. And what we ought to be asking is why the intelligence community is doing this to Trump. What's going on?
Well, there are a lot of people heavily invested in bringing Donald Trump down. They still haven't gotten over the shock that he won. And the swamp dwellers that want to do that, some of them, unfortunately, actually are in the intelligence community. Some of them are holdovers that work in probably low levels in the White House itself. That's problem number one. And Dennis Kucinich is exactly right on this point that the greater, and by the way, just so people know, it's not that I want to understate, you know, potential problems, but they're only potential if they're true. What's bothering me today is that there's so much investment, and that investment involves not just the Democratic Party, not just the Clinton machinery, not just, you know, the Obamas and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, who are all still seething over their loss. It includes the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN and MSNBC and the networks. And once you invest heavily, you generally keep investing until that investment works out. And right now, they may be too far down that path. I think that the leaks and, frankly, the behavior of the media is every bit more dangerous than what we know at this point about what's coming out of the White House or what the president may have said to Russian leaders about our joint interest in combating ISIS and terrorism, especially in the skies.
I'm going to go to Pete in Minot. I have more questions on this, but I want to get yours in as well. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Go ahead, Pete, for Congressman Kramer.
Yes, I got a question. The neglect of democracy. A democracy depends on an informed and responsible voting population. And it seems as if what's going on in the United States is the majority of the voting population is not informed and not responsible. The sentiment of the voting population seems to be basically still, I want candy and Cadillacs. That seems to be the majority of the voting. My question is, have we neglected the democracy, the system of democracy, so far down that it's no longer functional, like the neglect of an automobile? Thank you.
Pete, good question and well illustrated. I think there's some concern about that for sure. I have said for years the fastest way to lose democracy is to neglect it, is to not exercise it. And so and I would say, you know, as a representative republic, one of the things that happens is that when things are going your way, you tend not to be very active. And when things aren't going your way, you tend to be very active. And so a lot of activism takes on a negative tone. Now, of course, activism's taken on a violent tone from the left. I've never seen anything quite like it. I've been turning down more requests than I can accept on from the national media on this very topic. But Pete's concern is legitimate. And that's not to say we should stifle anybody's opinion, left or right or anywhere in the middle. What concerns me more than anything, Pete, is that what I see is an ambivalence that's sort of being enhanced by the craziness in the swamp. So, for example, the intimidation of conservatives at town halls, including my town halls, where they come, but they don't really dare say anything. And many, many of them have talked to me afterwards. They've talked to me in stores and in restaurants saying, I was afraid to speak. I'd never seen anything like this. I didn't know North Dakotans could behave this way. And I tell them, be bold and exercise your liberty lest you lose it.
Hold that thought on point two. We're coming up against the break here. Congressman Kevin Cramer, more of that answer after this and your call.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better every day. Four for four. Four items. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies of your choice, $4. How's that for a great deal? The folks at PetroServe USA pride themselves on giving you choice at the pump. That's right. They connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, and you win. Plus, there's great savings everywhere, like Nestle 24 packs of water, $3.99 each all month long. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crush Bars, king size $1.09, standard size 59 cents. 1 liter Ice Mountain water is 99 cents each. Classic ham and cheese and traditional Italian Deli Express sub selects are only $2.79. And register for your chance to win. The $50,000 giveaway is on. New winners drawn every week, so register today at PetroServe USA. Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks are part of the PetroServe USA family now, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Talk Radio Town Hall on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for tuning in. Calls, questions, comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Ask him anything. 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. Another way to get to us, the local number, just from any 701 telephone. You can also text me at 701-367-2054 or Todd at 701-226-8503. Emails welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. It's Wednesday. That means we have the Wednesday Wheels Deal from Puckland Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Valley City. Take a look at one of the sharpest set of wheels on the Northern Plains. Two great stores for you, Bismarck, Valley City, and this week's featured vehicle. This is the Valley City store. This is a 2005 Chevy Tahoe, full-size SUV. This is about a $75,000 rig, new. And you know what? Under $10,000 if you tell them we sent you. 143,000 miles. The body's in good shape. No rust. Four-wheel drive. Tow package. It has some miles, obviously, on it, but it is in great shape. Beautiful charcoal gray color on the lot right now at $99.95. If you tell them Scott sent you, you save $1,500. It's down to $86.48. Got to be kidding me. For a vehicle brand new at $75,000. Hop online. Check it out for yourself. PucklichValleyCity.com. And see it for yourself. 2005 Chevy Tahoe, great shape, priced right, $86.48. They have a big selection of mint condition, one-owner vehicles. You save a ton. And most of the time, they even know the owner. And they probably bought it new there and know the story behind the vehicle as well. So all that from Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. They're at 721 West Main Avenue in Valley City, online at pucklich.com. Bismarck location as well. All right, back with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Calls, questions, comments. Lots of text rolling in here, too. Other calls coming in. I cut you off answering the last question.
And I already forgot. I guess to Pete's point, what I worry about is that, I shouldn't say I worry about, that what I've learned is that the vast majority of North Dakotans don't even care about this stuff. They are concerned about having a good farm bill and good regulatory policy and a good health care plan that they can actually afford and where they can actually afford to get the health care that the plan supposedly covers. And they want you know, to be able to have good jobs and keep good jobs and start new businesses. And so a lot of this stuff that's so dramatic and, you know, hyper ventilating in the media and in the swamp really is of little to no interest to most North Dakotans. That's been my observation, and that can actually lead to apathy.
I would share the exact same viewpoint, having talking to people for a living right here on the radio every single day. I think most people are mad about the media. They don't see these scandals as this is a nothing burger. And mostly because they've been proven wrong so many times. I mean,
right.
I could go through a laundry list of things that have been breaking news, Washington Post, New York Times, that drives all these other stories that unravel. But my question is, do we need to worry about it? Because, Senator Hovind was here last hour. He said we need to investigate these issues. We need to get to the facts. But if the media can drive an investigation in Congress every time an allegation comes up, how are we ever going to get anything else done?
Well, therein lies a big problem, Scott. Then this is where they can actually have the impact they want, is by derailing Congress. And if we just let the committees do their work and keep an eye on the ball, you know, the Ag Committee should still be doing the Farm Bill, right? And Ways and Means needs to still work on tax reform. And we cannot let these things bog us down. But this is part of the strategy, I believe, is to get us off of those things and onto these other distractions. Just as an example, you know, this notion, and you've heard all this crazy talk from the other networks, and they're talking about this is possibly impeachable, and they compare it to Nixon and his obstruction of justice charge as though they're the same thing. I mean, you know, Nixon and Haldeman having conversations 6 days after an illegal break-in of the Democratic headquarters, Nixon told Haldeman to order the CIA to tell the FBI to halt their investigation. I mean, that's, you know, because of national security terms. Now, that's obstruction of justice, but this is very, very different. This is very different than what that was. And in fact, President Trump has made clear he wants an expedition of, you know, an expedited investigation into the supposed ties between his campaign and Russia. So that doesn't sound like somebody that's obstructing justice at all.
Do you know your colleague Al Green, Democrat from Texas?
I do know him. He has one committee together, actually.
And he is, you know, on the House floor this morning saying that the president ought to be impeached for this.
See, this is what you can always count on. You can always count on them to go too far. We don't know nearly enough to even get close to that kind of discussion. And this overreaction is exactly what people from Normalville look at and go, what is wrong with those people?
Debbie and Kildare next for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hi, Congressman Cramer.
Hi,
and Scott, thank you for taking my call. And I just want you to know that I support you 100%. I support President Trump 100%.
Thank you.
I do want to know, though, why do we even have to have the government in health care? Why do we have to have a bill or a law? Why can't we go back to the free market system? And then second of all, before you answer that question, I want to say something. I'll hang up and I'll listen.
Sure.
But what I want to know is, for you to convey to President Trump that there's many of us out here in rural areas and in America who are supporting him with and in diligent prayer. Thank you, and I'll listen. I'll hang up and listen for your reply. I would like to see it go back to the free market system.
Sure. Thank you, Debbie. And first, to your last point.
Go ahead.
Thanks for that, and I will pass it on to him. And he likes to hear these things, Debbie. You know, the president, as tough a guy as he is, he's a human being too. And you know, for his own well-being, he shouldn't watch as much national media as he does. But he does. We all do. And so he appreciates hearing those kinds of words of encouragement, and I do pass them along. And it's always important to do. So thank you for that. Secondly, with regard to why is the government involved in healthcare at all? You know, it goes back a long ways, obviously. You know, you have Medicare, you have Medicaid, you have a VA and the Indian Health Services and all of that is part of the process, obviously, right? So you've got a safety net. In the case of Medicare, it's an actual insurance that you invest in during your working years so that you'd have insurance during your retirement years, and that's expanded into other areas relative to Social Security, disability, things like that. But the thing I'd point to is the most sort of the fairly recent history is you might recall in the mid-'80s or maybe early 80s, I don't remember exactly, we did pass a law in this country that nobody can go without health care services. So if you show up at a facility, they're required to provide you service. Some might say, well, that's an overreach. That's too much government. I would not say that. I think that while I appreciate the free market system and the American Health Care Act that we passed, it goes much more toward a free market system while still using federal dollars or taxpayer dollars through tax credits. It goes more toward that free market opportunity and options. But when we required everybody to be covered, then the question had to become how do you pay for it? So in a sophisticated, wealthy country like ours, we feel a responsibility to provide a safety net for our entire public. And so
Debbie, thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. Going to take a break. Come back with more with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Give us a call. More after this.
And tell us what's on your mind.
What lessons can be learned from the Dakota Access Pipeline protest? That question today for Scott Davis, Executive Director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission.
I really believe our state and our tribes and our communities can do better. Again, this is a big bump in our road, but you know, it's the mindset. I think it goes back to the personal mindset of people, whether or not they want to, you know, have the heart, have the faith, you know, have that that value of wanting to respect one another, no matter what color, race, creed, what have you. You know, we just got to create a better way moving forward of respect, communication, understanding, forgiveness, and I really think that begins with faith, Scott. I really believe that. But again, it's something that I'm going to do all I can to lead that. And again, it's going to be very, very challenging, but it's something I'm up to.
That's Scott Davis, Executive Director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission, as part of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Representative Kevin Cramer can do anything about getting Adam Schiff kicked off the House Intel Committee. He has ethics violation filed against him by Judicial Watch and also obstruction of justice and a cover-up of the surveillance of Donald Trump. And also, can Representative Cramer do any more to get the surveillance against Donald Trump on the forefront and advancing? Thank you.
All right, a couple of questions from the caller during the break.
Yeah, so let me start with the last one first again with regard to the surveillance story. This is why I don't have any problem with the two committees and the FBI continuing their investigation into the Russian situation, because we now know that at the very least, remember when Donald Trump was ridiculed for suggesting that his office had been wiretapped. Well, come to find out, of course, former National Security Advisor to Barack Obama, Susan Rice, had in fact allowed the unmasking of U.S. citizens that were caught up, at least to this point, were caught up in otherwise legal surveillance, but we don't know that for sure. And so that's now part of the investigation. I want to dig into that a little bit and see if, in fact, as it seems to be trending, that the Democrats were involved in the Obama administration was involved in surveilling the Trump transition team. So that's an important part of it. That will continue. And by the way, they shut up pretty fast when they asked me, the critics asked me if I support the investigations. I say, absolutely. I think the Susan Rice Russian investigation should be aggressive, and I'd like to remind them that there's a lot involved in this. With regard to Adam Schiff, he is the ranking Democrat on the Intelligence Committee. I don't know Adam very well. I'm not on that committee, but he is, in fact, Judicial Watch has filed a complaint with the Office of Congressional Ethics to investigate him for potential ethic violations, including leaking classified information, which is pretty serious, to say the least. And he's one of the people standing in, of course, in judgment of the Trump administration. So I can't have him kicked off. Only his leader can do that. The Congress collectively can do that through a resolution. But these are the kinds of things that generally work themselves out pretty well if you let them go. Now, Devin Nunes, who was accused of certain things, and nothing like releasing secrets, recuse himself from the investigation as a result of the concerns, because, of course, he wants to make the investigation as free from controversy as possible and have as much integrity as possible. But that's because Devin Nunes has integrity.
So what's going on with, you know, like Adam Schiff and Chuck Schumer and Democrats who are really good at stoking the fire of all these things? It really looks like an unholy alliance between folks in the media and, you know, Democratic leaders to take out Trump. That in of itself is the swamp. Somebody last hour called or texted Senator Hoeven and said, why can't you as Republicans surround our president and suppress all this fake news and help Mr. Trump instead of letting everyone continue to beat him down? Why is it that Republicans seem to sort of run for cover when Trump's under attack?
Yeah. I'm not saying very good points. Because here's what I attribute to Scott. I'd even go back to well over a year ago when I was considering endorsing Donald Trump. But when it was clear to me, at least in my mind, given what I know about primaries, that he was going to be our nominee. And I said, might have even been in January of last year, I said, it is time for Republicans to help Donald Trump be the best candidate he can be, rather than, you know, trashing him all the time, because this is going to become a problem for us. Well, there are three types of Republicans in Washington. There are those that never liked Donald Trump, that hated Donald Trump, and frankly hope, they expected him not to win, and they frankly hope he fails. There's another group of Republicans that would like him to succeed, but they don't want to invest anything in helping him succeed. They still sort of expect him not to, and so they're hedging their bets. They're covering all sides, and that's a very dangerous place to be in my mind. And then there are those of us who want him to succeed. And when it's appropriate and proper, it's okay to offer a word of admonition or advice. But by and large, we ought to be investing ourselves in helping him be a successful president, because he's doing the things he ran on. He's doing things I ran on, like repealing and replacing Obamacare, rolling back regulations like the methane rule and other things that are important to North Dakota. And so you shouldn't have to apologize for fulfilling your promises. But there are so many in this town who are in it for themselves, and they sort of wring their hands and they, you know, struggle to demonstrate conviction, and almost nobody goes to the mat for one another anymore. And that's been a problem of mine for a long, long time in politics.
Let's go to Bob in Bismarck for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Your question, Bob, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Congressman Cramer.
Thanks, Bob.
I do have a question about, just go back to the health care. When they're saying it's free health care, I have one question. Why is there a penalty when it's an optional program, number one? And why wouldn't they follow what North Dakota has done for the last, you know, 30 years since I've been selling insurance? They've had Chan. North Dakota has always taken care of the sick. Why wouldn't they follow a successful program like North Dakota and figure out a way to subsidize that plan versus forcing someone to take a plan that their deductibles are five times higher than what they were before, the premiums are astronomical, and it's still unaffordable? You know, a family of four that's paying, you know, $1,800 a month for their premiums, you know, on the individual side, and they have a $7,000 deductible per individual. But I don't understand that.
Wow, have you said, you have just encompassed the entire issue in a nutshell. So thank you for doing that. And we did model our indivisible, it's called indivisible risk pool after, I think it was a Maryland, I think it was Maine has a similar program, which helps people with pre-existing conditions to buy insurance in the individual market and then cover the differences. Let me just back up a little bit, Scott. What he's talking about specifically here in the individual market and the risk, to give a sense of it, 5% of our brothers and sisters in the United States of America account for 50% of the healthcare costs. Now, that 5% is really, really important to us. And being able to take care of that 5% and help them through their challenges is an appropriate American thing to do. And this probably gets back to the previous caller from, you know, I think it was, I don't remember if it was Debbie this is the appropriate thing to do. But when you include that, when you look at the whole pool, and the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare created this scenario where young, healthy people had a disincentive to buy insurance. So we have 19 million people, most of whom are under the age of 35, and almost all of them under, you know, the age of 55. They're the youngest, healthiest people not in the pool. They're either paying the penalty or they've claimed an exemption. And so now you have the concentration of the pool are sicker people. The 10 million people who are in the exchanges, 10.4 million, anticipated to be 21 million, by the way. Instead, it's half that. And you have this scenario, as he describes, where you have $1,800 premiums with, you know, $7,000 individual deductibles. You have health care, but you have health care coverage, but you can't get care. And that's what we're trying to correct. So why not go back to the North Dakota system? This is exactly what we are trying to do, is provide each state the opportunity. Now, the reason it doesn't always work, and it worked okay in North Dakota, it worked very well in North Dakota previously, is because in some states they didn't adequately fund the pool. And so you just end up with the same problem. So we're trying to fund the pool adequately and make it indivisible so that people aren't like set apart. We're just helping be part of the existing pool, but not having it become a, you know, too great an impact on everybody else. And this is just in the individual market. He points that out too. That he's talking about 7 to 8% of the entire market. North Dakota is an individual market.
Got your answer, Bob?
Yeah, I did. You know, because what insurance companies, you know, with Trump saying that he wants to cross lines for health insurance providers to lower the cost, I totally agree with that, because what our CHAN program was to help the people who did, you know, who could not get coverage because they were sick, the insurance companies would kick back some of the premiums to the state and to help lower those costs.
Right.
Bob,
I don't want to lose track of you, because you've just described it so beautifully that I'm going to want to tap into your brain power. So somehow, Scott, make sure that Bob and I get hooked back up.
Hold on, Bob, if you would, just hang on. Manny will get your number, and we'll pass along your email and telephone number to Congressman Kramer so you can connect. We had a call, text actually, earlier for Senator Hovind wondering the status of the health care reform in the Senate. Didn't get a chance to ask him, but what is the timeline on the Senate taking the reform up?
Yeah, it was interesting. The Senate, they've been talking about having their own bill, which to me would be silly considering that we just spent several months on our bill to send it over there as part of budget reconciliation, which means it has to start in the House. They can't start with their own bill. The budget reconciliation means that it's a budget bill, starts in the House and goes over to the Senate. Second thing is what did they do all winter? Not that the Senate didn't do things. They've been confirming some cabinet members, but their committee should have been working on a bill if they're going to have their own. So they ought to take ours up. They're working on it very diligently this week. I've heard from members that it is the topic of their discussion every morning at breakfast and how they can find some common ground. They say that it could take a long time. The reality is if it takes much longer than, they can't go past this budget cycle, because once we have a new budget, our window closes for budget reconciliation, which means they couldn't pass it with 51 votes in the Senate. So they're working hard now to find some common ground and to get 50 votes for something in the Senate that can then become reconcilable between the House and the Senate plans. But they've got some good ideas. John's had some really good ideas, as has John Thune, on how to improve on our bill, using the same amount of money, using the same basic tax credit structure, but maybe putting a little more focus on lower income rather than age as an example, allowing states to find ways to bank some of the savings if they're able to be innovative enough with Medicaid. That should be very good for our long-term care folks. So they have some really good ideas that would meld nicely into our bill that I think would be found to be improvements by conservatives and moderates alike.
All right, Stephen Fargo, question quickly, and then we'll get the answer on the other side of the break.
Yeah, Kevin, thanks for coming on. It's nice to have access to you. Really appreciate it. But the thing that gets shuffled under the rug, I think, is this whole, quote, wiretapping, to use the old school term, of Trump and his, you know, potential cabinet picks prior to the election. It's absolutely unprecedented. And for people to just say, well, there's no there, that we were investigating the Russians and we found this incidental information and then we unmasked.
Hold that thought, Steve. We'll finish on the other side of the break here with Congressman Kevin Kramer. Don't go away. Are you appreciated where you work? Do folks there tell you how much they appreciate what you do? Let me tell you a story about the folks at Polar Service Center. You are compensated well. There is a great benefit package. But most importantly, they appreciate their team members at Polar Service Center. And there's a great opportunity waiting for you right now at the Polar Service Center in Williston. They're looking for experienced mechanics. If you're a technician ready to go to work, you can make up to $32 an hour right now. Great pay. Superior benefits, too, including medical, dental, prescription, insurance, disability, and life insurance. A great paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and much more. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592, to apply for this job at Polar Service Center. Locations in Williston, Kildare, Billings, Montana. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. That's 495-3592.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing first steps in creating an emergency action plan.
It is not as big of a mountain as a lot of business owners or managers really think it is. Really, it starts out with assessing what you need as far as I need weather emergency, I need bomb threat, I need fire, etc. Then basically, there are resources to give you best case scenarios for each of those. Don't be afraid to ask for help to your first responder agencies. Ask us for help. And in fact, if you contact us, we do have a template that will allow you to gather the information that you need and create that emergency operations plan.
For your free template, contact the NDSC at 701-223-6372. That's 701-223-6372.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by MyPillow. Want a better night's sleep? It's as simple as a phone call or a couple of keyboard clicks to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. I just can't say it any simpler than this. It'll change your life. You'll sleep better. You used to snore. If you had TMJ, you had any of these things that have affected your sleep, it will end. And it's guaranteed. They have a 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. Number one, the pillow's there for you. And a 60-night money-back guarantee. Sleep on it. 59 nights, don't like it, put it back in a box and send it back to them. They'll send your money back. 800-506-9028. Or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Okay, Stephen Fargo talking about, hey, where's all the talk about Susan Rice and all the things that were being done to surveil Donald Trump. So your point being what, Steve, that we've forgotten that and now we're on to other things because it is a convenient way to drown out the bigger story?
Well, I'm just saying, how can that be swept under the rug? You flash back to Watergate, and some people broke into a office building and went through some manila folders and got arrested, and then the president covered it up. Well, the president of the United States or his cronies, because Obama was in office, and it's got to go way high in the White House, were using the CIA and other intelligence services to spy on a competing political party. That makes Watergate look like, you know, a bad idea that went wrong. I mean, there's no comparison between the two. Why aren't people subpoenaed? Why doesn't this lead the headlines until people go to jail?
Yeah, so thank you for that, Steve. And that's sort of the point I was trying to get at earlier. I don't believe it's been swept under the rug. It is, will be part of both the House and Senate Intelligence Committee's investigations into the Russian involvement in our election story, because you can't avoid it. I mean, you do have, and we know this is no longer, you know, just suspicion. We know that Susan Rice unmasked the names of American citizens. Through what she called, surveillance that identifies, you know, remember in the legal surveillance identifies calls from foreign sources, you know, possible terrorists from certain regions of the country and all certain regions of the world, all those kinds of things. But it's not supposed to entrap Americans. So their claim now that they've been caught is that, well, this was in the context of, you know, these broader investigations and surveillances, but we don't, you know, the names of American citizens are redacted. She's now saying, well, we simply ask for those to not be redacted, to be unmasked. Well, my first question is, how do you even know who they are if you'd want to unmask them? Secondly, this sounds very suspicious in light of the fact that, you know, it just happens to involve a bunch of Trump folks after the election involved in the transition. It's you know, it's very suspicious, so it has to be investigated further. And I suspect she'll be called to testify. If not, she'll be subpoenaed to testify. If she claims the Fifth or something like that, we'll know that there's probably more there than there ought to be. So
they're going back to Steve, I would say, going back to an earlier point, picking up on Steve, this is an example where Republicans sort of run for the hills rather than fight fire with fire. In other words, that's every bit the story that any of the stuff that we're being led to believe is constitutional crisis impeachable and everything else.
I agree with that basically, but here's the thing I'd add to that though. Remember, justice doesn't have to happen overnight to be effective. In fact, it oftentimes is more effective with patience. And when people get impatient about it, that's when you end up with, you know, impulsive answers that end up not being quite accurate. And whatnot. I'd rather see justice done than see it done quickly. I'd rather see it done well. So just know it's still there. It's just not what people are screaming about right now.
All right. Texter from Carrington, disabled veteran, says, I watch the news and listen to the radio every day. It disgusts and angers me to see the news and our elected officials do and say or make up absolutely anything to bring down the outsider, even if it means destroying our republic in this country that I love more than my own life. You hearing that sentiment from your voters?
Yeah, I hear that a lot from people. They're discussing, which is why, getting back to the earlier caller's point, this is why there's tends to be some ambivalence and apathy, because people are disgusted, and they have every right to be disgusted with the news. But it's also why the news is becoming less important to people and less listened to and less respected by people.
Texter says, at what point does freedom of the press and freedom of speech turn into defamation of character? The media should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, there actually are laws about that, and it's not impossible. Nowadays, anytime you talk about something like that, the media just doubles down even more. But there are restrictions, even on First Amendment rights. You don't get to just defame the people. There are libel issues, there are libel laws that protect people from, even from the free press. So, we hate to start talking like that because it appears that we're not celebrating freedom, but the reality is these are people's lives you're dealing with.
We didn't get a chance to talk about your rather robust town hall meetings last week. And, I know we did about the Minot meeting, but not Bismarck and Mandan, because that happened after we were on last week. But I guess it's something we'll save for another day since we're out of time. But thank you, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity as always.
Talk Radio Town Hall. 1 week, every hour. Your congressman, your calls, your texts, your emails. Isn't it fun? See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye.
MVI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MVI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MVI Energy Services. Go to MVIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MVI? It's the best. MVI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.